This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
But we are going to be moving on in the meantime to our next story. It is pretty shocking news, but news that admittedly we're going to need help understanding fully. So it's about our legal system. Datuk Hamid Sultan Abu Bakar, who's a Court of Appeal judge, filed a 63-page affidavit yesterday alleging misconduct by top members of the judiciary.
So it was filed in support of lawyer Sangeet Kaur-Deo's court application, seeking a declaration that the Chief Justice had failed in his duty to complete investigations into two widely publicised cases of judicial interference. One of them was Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's court case. Hamid revealed here that the prosecution failed to prove the case beyond reasonable doubt and no fair trial was offered to Anwar. And he also claimed that in a case of constitutional conspiracy, both the Court of Appeal and the Federal Court allegedly dug for evidence to justify Anwar's conviction.
So it also affected Kapal Singh's case. The outcome of his sedition appeal 2 years ago was altered due to judicial interference by a senior judge. All of this, by the way, is alleged or detailed in the affidavit. Other claims in the statement include alleged scams between certain top judges and private parties to cheat the government, more or less. So Hamid described the scam this way. Basically, the government would enter into a contract with a political nominee, and then, if I'm getting this right, the appointed company or person wouldn't actually have plans of carrying or successfully completing this project.
And then the government would cancel the contract, and then the appointed company or political nominee would then sue the government for a breach of contract. So then the judgment and the alleged corrupt judges in these cases would rule the case in favour of these companies who never intended to fulfil its contractual promise instead of the government.
So when he tried to stop these scams, some judges responded with contempt towards the move. Specifically, in the statement, he kind of detailed this experience, saying, in the presence of other judges, publicly starting to make fun of the concept and to belittle me. And, you know, this person that he's referring to wanted to raise this in a talk at the Palace of Justice, particularly to embarrass me.
So Hamid has called for a Royal Commission of Inquiry to look into the matter. In an immediate reaction to the revelations, lawyer Hanif Khatri Abdullah, whose claim of judicial interference was the basis of Sangeet's suit, was quoted by Malaysia Kini as calling for additional protection for Hamid in view of his revelations.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty explosive ones, aren't they? And they're about supposedly people who are working in the very, not the very highest, but, you know, high positions within the judiciary, which is so frightening.
Yeah, high positions in a place that we hold very high standards to, or that we should. And it's, I think it's very, very, very brave and very commendable for Hamid to come out and state his case.
I'm disheartened at the idea that corruption is so deeply rooted in our country that it's present everywhere. It feels as if we're in a time where a lot of things are being surfaced, right? And so it sometimes feels as if we're in an age of bad news, but it's, of course, the kind of bad news that's actually good for you. It's good to know that these situations are happening. It's good to see things that have traditionally, you know, lived under rocks, being all slimy and terrible, being exposed to the sun. But gosh, it's terrible. It's ugly to look at, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, not to make light of this situation, I think what we're really doing here is just Marie Kondoing all three of our country systems.
Yes, that seems to be what it looks like. But we are not the best people to explain it. We are not legal minds. We're not lawyers. So we're going to be speaking after this with Lim Wei Jet, who is the Secretary General of HAKAM, to hopefully get a better idea of what exactly this encompasses. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the Evening Edition with Lynn and Calvin. We are talking about alleged misconduct by top members of the judiciary. It's all incredibly interesting, but it's also very complex. So we wanted a legal explainer of sorts. We've got on the line Lim Wei Jet, Secretary General of HAKAM. Wei Jet, thank you so much for joining us. So for simple minds, all right, for our minds specifically, could you explain what exactly is happening?
What has been revealed to the press is a copy of an affidavit signed by a sitting Court of Appeal judge, Justice Hamid Sultan Abu Bakar. And this affidavit is filed in the case by Sangeet Kaur-Deo, Kapal Singh's daughter, against the sitting Chief Justice. Now, that particular action was filed to seek a declaration that the current Chief Justice has failed to complete investigations into widely publicized cases such as the Kapal Singh case, because there have been allegations that there was judicial tampering in those cases. And the allegation that Sangeet Kaur is making in this suit is that the current CJ has not done his duty. As for the affidavit, there are three main issues that were raised by Justice Hamid Sultan that has garnered widespread public attention. The first issue is the interference by top judges on how junior judges should decide in certain cases. And these are particularly politically sensitive cases. And Justice Hamid Sultan made reference to a top judge who is very poetically called an antagonist of rule of law and the constitution. Now, how do these top judges interfere in the junior judges' functions? It's done in three ways. Firstly, the top judges coerce junior judges to decide in a certain way. In the case of Kapal Singh, the allegation was that top judges had ordered a court of appeal judge who initially acquitted the accused, but the top judges then directed that particular court of appeal judge to convict the accused instead. The second way is that these top judges would reprimand junior judges who don't decide in a certain fashion that is favorable to those top judges. And this can be seen in the Indira Gandhi case at the court of appeal stage. The third way in which top judges push their way through the junior judges is through the fixing of quorums. What I mean by this is that for significant public interest cases such as the redelineation cases, sedition and peaceful assembly, the allegation is that top judges would constitute certain quorum of judges who would decide and ban in a certain favor, often in a pro-government fashion. And this is, of course, an encroachment on judicial independence. The way the judiciary works does not work in the way a company does, in the sense that the top judges are not CEOs who could direct their subordinates to carry that task or do that thing. Judges, even the lower high court judges, are supposed to act independently and without fear or favor.
So that was the first issue. What were the other two raised by Justice Hamid Sultan?
Now, the second main issue raised in the affidavit is that there was interference by the executive in the judicial branch. So there was an averment that top judges and several other judges in a restaurant setting had confessed to Justice Hamid Sultan that they were worried if the then opposition had taken over after the G14 results. And there was also an implication that top judges would receive very generous post-retirement benefits if they decide in a certain way as a result of the gratitude of the then government. This is, of course, very serious allegations indicating that the executive has a hand in how the judiciary decides and deals with public cases. And the third main issue raised in the affidavit is in the selection and promotion of judges. The allegation made by Justice Hamid Sultan is that only judges from certain universities, from the same universities and from the civil service are promoted over and above judges from other universities or from the private practice. And this kind of practice is allegedly very rampant. And it is very damaging if true, because then it supports the idea that there is cronyism within the judiciary, and the fact that if you decide in a certain way, that you are ready and able to be promoted up the judicial hierarchy. In fairness to all parties involved, these are merely allegations made by one side. I think an independent inquiry should be done to ascertain the truth and veracity of all these averments. I'm merely repeating the contents of the affidavit, and I'm not indicating whether I believe the contents or otherwise.
And Weijie, just to clarify, is Richard Malanjung, who's the current Chief Justice, and, you know, is he actually named? Is he the subject of Sangit Kaur Deo's court application?
The current Chief Justice, Richard Malanjung's name is not mentioned specifically in the suit. Who Sangit Kaur Deo is suing is the Office of the Chief Justice of Malaysia. I think that needs to be made clear.
Thanks for the clarification, Weijie. And what has been the response of the legal community to these accusations?
Well, in short, members of the legal community are in shock. They are in anger. They are in confusion. To some quarters, it is a form of vindication in the sense that this affidavit exposes what they have believed all along, which is that the highest institutions of the judiciary have been compromised through decades of abuse of power.
And, I mean, Weijie, how does something like this happen? Are there gaps in checks and balances when it comes to the judiciary, or is it really that judges are just under less scrutiny?
Assuming the allegations are true, I believe there are two main reasons why this judicial interference happens. The first reason is a general lack of integrity. Judges are supposed to obey their oath of office, to discharge their duties honorably, independently, and without preference to any party. But that was somehow compromised along the way for personal failures. The second reason is probably there is a serious problem in the selection and promotion of judges, in the sense that there is no diversity. There is a monopoly by judges who would decide in a pro-government fashion. There is no quality in the selection and promotion of the top posts in the judiciary. These are very vested issues that we must tackle as a community.
How does something, I guess, let me rephrase that. Whose role would it be to ensure that the integrity of the judiciary is upheld?
Frankly, it is the judges themselves who first have the duty to protect their oath of office, to protect the integrity of the judiciary. They swore to defend the federal constitution and to act fairly when they have assumed their duties as a judge. And many judges in the past and even in the present have discharged their duties honorably. They have acted in the best traditions of the bench, and they have been examples. But somehow their good deeds have not been replicated today. The second group of people that have a duty to speak up on these issues is the Bar Council, the lawyers themselves, and even members of the public. They must stay vigilant. If any members of the judiciary or any decisions are seen to be unfairly pro-government or detrimental to the country and to the riot as a whole, we need to speak up and voice our displeasure to ensure that it does not happen again.
And is this just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to exposing corrupt acts of certain parties within the judiciary?
I cannot say for sure whether it is the tip of the iceberg. I believe that an independent inquiry should be established to ascertain the veracity of what Justice Hamid Sultan has alleged and to possibly uncover whether there are any more deep-rooted issues which needs to be addressed by all quarters.
What other actions can possibly be taken given the information that has been revealed?
There are two things that can be done. The first is that if the Prime Minister believes that there is reason to investigate any misconduct or wrongdoings by the current judges in the judiciary, then he can advise the Yang Diputuan Agong to form a tribunal comprising of senior judges or retired judges to investigate on this matter and to possibly recommend for those charges to be removed. That is, of course, a very drastic measure to adopt. But what the government can also do is that it can also form a Royal Commission of Inquiry to investigate on the allegations of judicial tampering, of the lack of judicial independence, or judicial interference. I think that has been the call made by the Bar Council and many members of the public so far.
Wei Jet, thank you so much for taking the time to give us that explainer. That was Lim Wei Jet, Secretary General of Hakam, commenting on alleged acts of misconduct against when it comes to top levels, top members of our judiciary. You can let us know what you think so far. A number of messages are expressing a mixture of disappointment, resignation, and what's new. So if you feel the same, or if not, let us know. 7733 2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.